This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. This is Prophetic Tuesday. I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. I believe during the next hour, somebody's going to get a word from God that will change your life forever. I believe. I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio on this Prophetic Tuesday. Delighted to have you listening. And I believe we've got lots of prayers, lots of things to do here. So here we are. Here we are on Tuesday.
I hear the words of prophet, I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Yeah. We love to hear the voice of God here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPNradio.com. Martin Smith singing my theme songs since 1990. He recorded that a long time ago. It's good to have you listening today, and we have a lot to do here the next hour on Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNradio.com. Broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, and now in our fourth year, almost starting our fifth year of broadcasting here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. I want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNradio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. But BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Aliona Perchuca, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So here we are, keeping the watch of the Lord. Remember that this program will be replayed on BPN Radio this afternoon, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. And I want to tell all of you that are listening today that all of these prophetic sessions for the past 18 months or so can be found on our podcast. So you say, well, I may have missed one of my prophetic words. How can I retrieve those? You can. And all you have to do is just go to bpnradio.com. I'm going to go there right now. I'm going to go there with you. And if you'll click on bpnradio.com, then you will find the podcast. So I'm going to click on podcast, listen now. I'm walking it through with you. Listen now. And then you go to prophetic sessions. And, wow, prophetic sessions are all the way through last Tuesday, September the 25th. So I guess we're up to date. So all of them, including Prophetic Thursday and Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday with Allison Keeper, are all up on the podcast. So I'm looking at it right now. You can go back and review all of those podcasts that has been put there, thanks to Michael Sean Bourne, our IT director and producer, and also Aliona Perchuga. They do a great job. Takes a lot of work to get it done, but we are delighted that you are part of what is happening here. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe that the Holy Spirit is going to give you a word from God. Whether I call your name or not, I believe that you're going to hear the voice of the Lord. Now, remember before we pray, if I give you a prophetic word, it could be a now word, a future word, a confirming word, or a new word. And remember that you cannot receive a prophetic word with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. So you have to receive it with your spirit, and you write it down, according to Jeremiah 32, write it in a book, and you walk it out. You hear it, you see it, you say it, you literally speak your worlds into existence. God spoke the word, and the worlds came into existence. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So God spoke the world into his existence. You can speak your worlds into existence. When God called me to preach, I began to say, I am a preacher. I'm going to preach. I began to proclaim those things that God had spoken into my life. When he spoke to me that I was going to go all into all the world and preach the gospel, I really didn't have any invitations to go into all the world, but I began to proclaim, I am going to go into all the world. I'm going to preach the gospel to nations of the world. And many, many nations of the world during the past 51 years I've been able to preach to. So if you receive a word, you have to receive it by faith. Now, I want to say to you that if you hear a word that somebody else is given, then what you need to do, if you believe that word is for you, you can say, I believe that word is for me also. I receive that word. And if you just write it down. If you don't receive a word, you don't have to receive a word. A prophetic word is not mandatory. Somebody said mandatory. Prophetic word is not mandatory that you receive it. So a lot of people are kept, are put in bondage by some prophetic word of something they're supposed to do, and they felt like they had to do it. No, that's not the way the Holy Spirit operates. You must receive it, you must bear witness to it, and if you don't bear witness to it, if you don't believe it's a word for you, just say that must be a word for somebody else. So what a prophetic word does is open up your world. It creates your world. I'm on bpnradio.com right now because 4 years ago, the Holy Spirit, while I was praying, spoke to me and said to me, I want you to go and begin to lead prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. I didn't know how I was going to do it. Sometimes you get a word that may not even make sense, but you say, I know it's a word for me. So I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to write it down. I'm going to proclaim it, and I'm going to walk it out. And most of the words that you receive are supernatural words. What does that mean? That means in the natural, you probably can't do that. Maybe never be able to do that in the realm of the natural. But in the supernatural, all things are possible. Mary said when the angel of the Lord told her that she would have a baby, she said, I'm a virgin. How can this be? And the angel of the Lord said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, overshadow you. And that's what happens. We receive a prophetic word. We enter into the fourth dimension. That is the dimension of dreams and visions, knowing, as the angel of the Lord spoke to Mary, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So I believe the next hour is going to be a revelatory hour, a revelation hour, and it could be a revolution hour where God begins to open up something that is very, very important to you. I want to recognize the young lady that just sang, "One Word from God Can Change Your Life Forever." She's 16 years old, and her name is Meredith. And she's a wonderful singer. My son, Rick Gentry, wrote that song in response to declarations that I make quite often. One word from God can change your life forever. I think we ought to pray right now. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we dedicate this next hour to hearing your voice. We just put our hands on our ears, and we just say, Holy Spirit, open our spiritual ears that we may hear. Holy Spirit, open our spiritual eyes that we may see. Holy Spirit, open our hearts that we might receive. And we are ready to receive. And by faith, we are ready to receive what we are hearing you say today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the will of God be done during this next hour on bpnradio.com. We are so very, very thankful, and we are so very, very grateful in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray your will be done in our lives, and we pray your will be done this week in America. This is a very strategic week, we know, in our land. And we set ourselves in agreement, Lord, that the will of God is going to be accomplished. We pray for the investigation that is being taken place concerning the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. We pray for justice to be done. We pray, Lord, for a nation that is being divided on this situation. We pray for Judge Kavanaugh this week, Lord, who has been vetted many times. We pray concerning the accusations against him and the innuendos. We pray for his wife, Ashley, his two daughters, Margaret and Liza. And we pray concerning the circus-like atmosphere that has been taking place in the United States Senate. We pray, Lord, for healing for women that have been abused, sexually abused, verbally abused, physically abused. We pray for them today as well. And we pray, Lord, that the truth will prevail in America. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Father, I pray today for women that have been abused. And all of this has brought back memories of the abuse that they've suffered, maybe from their father, maybe from a brother, maybe from an uncle, maybe from a family member, or maybe from a trusted friend or a trusted church leader, whatever it may be. I just pray, Lord, for healing in the name of Jesus and restoration in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before I start prophesying today, I want to pray. The Holy Spirit just put it in my spirit that some of you are going through incredible battles, spiritual warfare today, and concerning your marriage. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those that you are in a spiritual warfare. I pray for those of you that are going through a divorce or you have been separated. Maybe your husband has left you for another woman. Maybe you know that he's having an affair on the side and you're going through difficult turmoil. Those of you that are being physically abused, you women that are being physically or verbally abused, and you are going through a spiritual battle, in Jesus' name, I pray for you. There are some of you that are being tormented by thoughts of what happened to you in times past. Some of you are in deep depression. I pray for you right now, in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are having anxiety attacks or panic attacks in Jesus' name. Some of you that are gripped with fear concerning the future, concerning your life. Some of you that your children are totally out of control, totally in your homes and families are totally out of order. I pray for you right now. I intercede for you right now in the name of Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and touch your life in the name of the Lord. I pray for those of you that are that are going through great temptations in your life, and you are on the verge of giving up, giving in to those temptations. I pray for you right now. I intercede for you right now. I just pray that you will resist all temptation, that you will resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I trust that you will be strong today and of a good courage. I ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to those of you that are going through great trials and tribulations, those of you that are going through great financial difficulties, in Jesus' name, those of you that have lost your job, you're out of work, and your finances are in jeopardy. I pray for you right now. Someone wrote me a few days ago and said, I'm on the verge of losing our home. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. My pastor's told me for many years, there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. And I pray for you right now that are in deep despair in Jesus' name. And I pray that you will not give in, give out, or give up. In the name of the Lord. And I pray over this prophetic time here on this prophetic Tuesday, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Why am I on the air doing this? I've been a prophetic voice for many years. Since 1985, I've been a prophetic voice for so many churches in so many cities and many nations. I never asked for that gift, but the Holy Spirit, as I began to go out and lead prayer in 1985, after serving as a pastor for 18 years, Gina and I began to travel, and I began to pray with people, and then I began to prophesy over people, and it just started. And I never went out proclaiming, hey, I'm a prophet, listen to me. I just say I'm a prophetic voice. I do serve in the office of the prophet, but I'm a prophetic voice. And I do this because I know the value of what one word from God can do. I've experienced it with thousands of people that I've prayed over. And I appreciate those of you that have turned in your name, your city, and your state. I will give your first name and your city and your state, and I will pray for you. I probably won't get to everybody, but I'll pray for as many people as I possibly can. So I have a word today for Catherine E., and she is from Mobile, Alabama. And Catherine, I pray for you today. I bless you today. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have been through the storm, the storms, and it's time to help others go through the storms. That's kind of in keeping in line with what I've been talking about, praying about. And I hear the Holy Spirit is saying for you, you have a great ministry of helping other people come out of the pit. David said, God brought him out of a horrible pit. Do you realize how many people are in a horrible pit today? And they are pit dwellers, are having pity parties because it seems like nothing is ever going to work out right. Nothing is ever going to be like it was. And they look back and say, the best days were behind me. And they refuse to look ahead. Some of them have even got in the pit and got comfortable in the pit. But you are going to break them out of their dilemma in life. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Kathy, Catherine, you be strong and of a good courage, because you are an answer to many other women that are in desperate straits, are in desperate need. I pray for you, Catherine, in Jesus' name. Mobile, Alabama. Mike and Cindy, my friends in Martinsville, Illinois. Hadn't seen you guys in a long time or heard from you, but I appreciate you listening. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is igniting a fire in both of you that's going to result in unusual manifestations of the Spirit, causing unbelievers to become believers and to experience the goodness of God. Many unbelievers will not believe unless they see a sign from heaven, and they, through your ministry, are going to begin to see and experience signs from heaven, bringing many to a place of repentance, accompanied by supernatural encounters with the Holy Spirit. And they will fall on their knees and say, "We do believe." I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Mike and Cindy, that you are both fire starters. Fire starters. And you must put your foot down concerning these fiery trials, declaring enough is enough. The fire in your heart is going to spread to many others as well. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And Laura S. from West Columbia, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to make no small plans. It's time to prepare for your next season of ministry. Next year is definitely a demarcation in your life. A season of stepping over to pursue, overtake, and recover all. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must ignore distraction. Sometimes we believe and know that, or at least believe that we are on course, and then there comes distractions, and we are distracted. It's like someone having an automobile accident because they got distracted by their cell phone, or maybe distracted by the honking of someone's horn, or maybe distracted by something going on in the lane next to them. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow yourself to be distracted. Not to try to determine why things happen or why things did not happen. Too many distractions, too many voices of distraction. But I declare in Jesus' name that God is preparing you and your husband next year for a new beginning, a season of stepping over to pursue, overtake, and recover all. I bless you, Laura. I bless you for your faithfulness, and also for Gene and I's friendship with you and your husband, Barry. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good things are ahead. Michelle M. from Port Neches, Texas. You have an amazing passion for the things of the Spirit. And the access that God has given you into that realm of blessing cannot be denied. Many have tried to deny you access into what is in your heart, but you have declared, "I will not be denied." God is at work in your life, and Michelle, I bless you and the passion that God has put in your spirit. Jocko W. from Helsinki, Finland. You know, it's amazing that we have listeners not only across America, but around the world. Anywhere there is an internet connection, people can listen to bpnradio.com. So, Jocko, I see you as a man of great insight, a problem solver, one who comes up with solutions, a gift of wisdom that is going to bring you major returns. You are a world traveler, a man of invention, with all sorts of creative gifts in your life, a man that does not dance to every drum beat, but you're a loyal person, and you are a man that chooses your friends carefully. I bless you right now. Jocko from Helsinki, Finland. In Jesus' name. Anthony and Carla O. from Hayesville, North Carolina. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you guys are in the process of overcoming major disappointments. People that you trusted, people that you felt trusted you. There's just been a lot of broken relationships as a result of disappointments. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Anthony and Carla, you got to carry on. You must carry on. And you must carry on without receiving answers for those things that you have desired an answer for. I'm just here to tell you that there are things that have happened in your life and things that will happen in your life that you will not have an answer for. And so you are seeking God and asking why. Why did this happen? How could this have happened? How could this have happened when we thought it was going to happen, but it didn't happen? I pray for you, Anthony and Carla, in Jesus' name. I declare that you will lay all of these unanswered questions aside and move forward. Take the next step. It may just even be a baby step, but I pray for you to take that step. In Jesus' name, I bless you in the name of the Lord. You know, people, when they ask for a prophetic word, so many times they may need a word about their marriage, about the purchase of a car, about their job, about their finances, about the call of God. I don't know exactly how the prophetic word works. I just don't know exactly because so many people would love to have a word of direction. But I don't believe the prophecy is to give us direction. I believe the prophetic word is to give us insight into the realm of the supernatural. It also is to give us comfort. Many times a prophetic word will give you comfort and will give you peace or will give you rest. And so, you know, sometimes we ask for a prophetic word because we are searching for maybe a confirmation. And sometimes it is a confirmation, but it's not always a confirmation. It's not always a word of direction. Sometimes it may be a word that may not even make sense. You know, sometimes people get, sometimes we get this word that may not even make sense. I received a word one time that says, look for a place, look for the bright place, and it's a high place. And it just did not even make sense until Gene and I were in transition, and then we knew that it pertained to the transition that we were making at the present time. It did not make any sense at all. So what you need to do with a prophetic word, if it doesn't make any sense, what you need to do is you just need to write it down and pray over it and ask the Holy Spirit to give you some type of definition, even though you may not have that definition at that moment's time. So, wow. We're going to take a station break and... we'll be right back.
BNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Okay, this is BNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry, your host for Prophetic Tuesday. Remember, one of my spiritual daughters, Allison Kieber, is going to be on. She's been on every Thursday for a long time. She'll be on this Thursday, 10 a.m., and she'll be giving prophetic words. Her and I, of course, are partnering together to share prophetic words, and we made a commitment. We're not going to let one word fall to the ground, fall to the floor. You say, well, I don't ever remember. I've turned my name in several times. I don't ever remember getting a prophetic word. You may have, and you may not have been listening on that particular day, but all the prophetic words can be found on our podcast. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, click on the podcast, and then click on prophetic sessions. And all of those for the past 18 months have been recorded there. And if you've not been, if your name has not been called, then keep listening. Even if you turned in your name maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, just keep listening. Remember, this program is supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And we do need partners. Breakout Prayer Network needs partners, and we'd like to invite you to be a monthly partner, if you will. We want you to know that that there's no charge for the prophetic words, but it takes finances. We have our monthly budget is growing. We have several full-time employees and part-time employees, and just takes a lot to do what we're doing. I'm sitting here in the studio looking at all of these screens around me. What have I got? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 screens around me and my iPhone in front of me here. Just takes a lot to keep it going, and we're delighted to have a wonderful team. If you'd like to be a partner, a monthly partner, we do need monthly partners. If you'd like to be a monthly partner, you can just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. When you click on the donate button, you'll see a picture of Dale and Gene Gentry there, and you'll be able to use your credit card, your debit card, your PayPal card. And it says PayPal on there when you pull it up, but you can also use your debit card, credit card. If you want to be a monthly partner, just click the box there. So very, very thankful for those of you that are monthly partners. And for those of you that desire to sow good seed into good soil, you can do that by going to the donate button. Thank you. We bless you, and we bless you so very, very much, and thank you. You got to realize you could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are alive and well today. Here you are alive and well today, and God has a wonderful plan for your life. Joy H. from Hershey, Pennsylvania, have a word for you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're a woman of great faith, and you have a wonderful prophetic anointing on your life, as do several of you that listen to BPN Radio. You listen because you are a person of the prophetic, but you have a special prophetic anointing on your life, and there's something special about you. Also, you have great confidence. You have great confidence, and there's so many people in life that you come into that you're going to minister to that have major timidity on their life. They're just timid. They're backward, bashful. And that is not a part of your personality. That's a stronghold. Somebody says, well, I just have this personality that I'm being shy or bashful or timid. No, it's a stronghold. And I break that off of you. And Joy, you're going to break that stronghold off of a lot of other people. You're a woman of great principle, and I see you giving instruction to many, many people and causing other people, training other people to walk in strong confidence. You know, you must have confidence in God, but you must have confidence in yourself that you can do it. You know, I'm not fearful when I turn on the microphone. I try to be well prepared when I turn on the microphone on Tuesdays as well as Sunday morning as I lead Breakout Radio Church, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Central Time, people being members of Breakout Church all across America and around the world. I have great confidence when I preach, but I prepare. And then, of course, I'm on Mondays and Wednesdays as well. So when I open the microphone, I must have great confidence. And you're going to teach and train many others, Joy, how to have great confidence. I bless you. I thank you for being a member of Breakout Radio Church as well. Jan and Eddie S. from Pineville, Louisiana, our longtime friends. I hear the Lord saying, launch out into the deep for a great catch. And the things that you've been attempting to help other people do, you're going to be doing. You know, I was called to preach under a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson, who wrote a book called The Cross and the Switchblade. A movie starring Pat Boone was made from that book. And David Wilkerson tells the story in his book about going to New York City to try to help two men that were in jail. He never got to see them, but he eventually provided a place for young men just like that, called a Teen Challenge. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Jan and Eddie, that you've been ministering to these type of people for a long, long time. And you've been watching other people do it, but now it's time for you to do it. Launch out into the deep for a great catch. Don't hesitate. Don't hold back. It's a new season in your life, and you're going to minister to those in bondage. And I see you opening a place of restoration for young men who desperately need help. And you're going to start out with three, and then you're going to grow from there. And the two of y'all are going to provide a place where people young men will come and stay. You'll begin to minister to them. That ministry will grow and expand and enlarge there in the Pineville, Louisiana area. And the Holy Spirit has been preparing you both for a long time for these young men that desperately need help. And I just hear the Lord saying you're going to open a 12-month program for these. And it's going to be a step of faith, but God is going to honor your step of faith. You know, there are times when we have to be a risk taker. And so you're going to be a risk taker, but God is going to honor your faith as he always does. And I just bless you right now. Bless the both of you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for partnering with this ministry. Wes P. from Kansas City, Missouri. Wes, I see you as a brilliant teacher of the Word. I see you researching the Word for hours and coming up with teachings that will create hunger in the hearts of your students. And I see you teaching people of all ages. I see the young and the old gathering together, not just one people group at a time, but many gathering together of all ages as you minister to them, as you speak to them. I bless you right now, Wes, from Kansas City, Missouri. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Teresa O. from Dinuba, California. Give a big shout out to my friends there in Dinuba, California. And Pastor Mark Wallace, I just salute you. Teresa, I bless you right now. I declare that the Holy Spirit saying that you are not finished. Finished what you started and don't stop now. Finish what you have begun until without going to something else before you finish what you have started at the present. Finish, that's a word for some of the people listening today. Sometimes we do not finish what we started, and it can be a very challenging time. Case in point, in 1987, the Holy Spirit called us to spend 1 year in California ministering to men and women that had dropped out of the ministry through some type of trial difficulty, and they had dropped out of the ministry. The Holy Spirit said you're to help them get back into the ministry from which they were called to. So Gene and I went out there. The beginning was good, but two or three, we went out and we made a 9 month, we made a year's commitment to go out there. And about 3 months into our season, our assignment, what happened to us was things got very difficult. Things began to challenge us that we were not expecting and not anticipating. We wanted to go back to Texas and Oklahoma. Because I kind of have this Texas Oklahoma accent, and people were saying, "Where are you from?" And so it was challenging days. But I'd made a commitment to those couples. Gene and I made a commitment. We were meeting them every week. We had to finish what we started, even though there was 9 months of challenges and difficulties. And so we had to finish our assignment with those men and women. And many of them got back into the ministry, including one couple that got married and minister and were, last time I heard, were pastoring a great church in the Sacramento, Oakland, California area. So you got to finish what you started. You got to finish what you started. And sometimes you feel that there's transition taking place and you feel like I've got to go ahead and make a transition. But you got to know the timing. God's will and God's timing must kiss each other. And so, in Jesus' name, Teresa, finish what you started, and whoever else that is a word for. Gracie B. from Wright, Arkansas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you planted a lot of seed, and what you have planted has not brought forth the harvest that you anticipated in your life. And every morning, nearly every morning, when Gene and I have our prayer of agreement, we hold out our hands and we pray over the seed that has not come up yet into a mighty harvest. We have sown generously. We have sown bountifully. We stand on the word of God that says, if we sow sparingly, we will reap sparingly. But if we sow bountifully, we are going to reap bountifully. Gene and I know that we have sown bountifully, and so we pray over the seed that we've been sowing since we've been in the ministry 52 years ago. We pray over that seed, and we believe for a bountiful harvest. Now, sometimes it comes in handfuls, and sometimes it comes incrementally. You know, this is a word for somebody, so I'm not going to get off subject here. You know, if you win the lottery, they allow you an option to either take it, all of it at one time with after taxes or whatever, or they allow you to take it incrementally, maybe a certain amount for the rest of your life on a monthly basis. That's the way sometimes it is with the harvest that God brings our way. Sometimes it's handfuls on purpose. And sometimes God gives it to us incrementally, a little bit at a time. But remember that He gives us daily bread and monthly fruit. Daily bread, monthly fruit. So, Gracie, I want to encourage you today, and anyone else that this word is for, that you've sown much, and it's came back little. That's what the Bible said. And sometimes the devil would try to tell you you've sown into a place where into a bag that has holes in it. But I can assure you that you have sown good seed into good soil, and the harvest is coming. It may come with both hands full, or it may just come incrementally, little by little. I bless you in Jesus' name. Christina V.H. from Lake Jackson, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have deferred your dreams and purpose in life long enough. You have served others and you have deferred to others. You've let so many people cut in line. Have you ever been in line for a concert or an event? Maybe an athletic event, and the game has already started, or the program has begun, and somebody cuts in line right in front of you, delays you, and that can be quite frustrating. Or sometimes you just allow someone to cut in line. You defer to them. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have deferred your dreams and visions and purpose in life long enough. You've served others. It's time now to serve your vision and allow other people to serve your vision as well, your assignment. And the very thing that has been in your heart for such a long time needs to be taken off of hold, needs to be taken off of pause. No more delays. No more delays in Jesus' name. I bless you, Christina, there in Lake Jackson, Texas. And Barry P. from Lafayette, Louisiana, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. Do the work of the evangelist, Barry, and allow the Holy Spirit to give the increase. You sow the seed and allow God to give the increase. I bless you, Barry. Keep going in Jesus' name. You're a radical man, and there's a lot of people that they will never give you a platform, but there are platforms. There are places for you. There's a message to preach and to declare, so go for it. I bless you, Barry, in Jesus' name. Edna P. from Colony, New York. Edna, God has not forgotten the sacrifices that you have made. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. God has not forgotten the sacrifices that you have made. and your labor of love has not been forgotten. In Jesus' name, I declare that God is at work in you, and you have been faithful, and God rewards us according to our faithfulness. So Edna, I bless you right now. They're in Colony, New York. In Jesus' name, I bless you. And I know that God's blessings are sure and true in your life. Lisa V. M. from Kingwood, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there's never no better time than today to draw a line in the sand and declare to Satan that you are not going to retreat any further. No more compromise. No more retreating. This is a day to take your stand and have other faith friends to stand with you. You must not be willing to give in, give out, or give up. No more compromise. It's happened long enough. It's happened long enough. And you know, boy, Satan wants us to compromise. Have you noticed? And this, I may not even be on point what I'm going to say. But have you noticed that they're no longer playing the national anthems, or at least showing the national anthems being played at athletic events in America? Now, if you go to Canada, they're still singing "O Canada." If you're in England, they're still singing a tribute to the Queen. God bless the Queen. But in America, they're not showing the national anthem. You know why? Because they don't want to create controversy. They're compromised. That's happened to so many people. And I declare over you, Lisa, the Holy Ghost is saying no more compromise. Don't take a knee. You stand up for what you know is right. And you suffered a lot for that. But the Lord is standing with you. You stand, and he will stand with you. And that's what he's doing. And there's some other friends that are standing with you. Lisa, I bless you in Jesus' name. Eric and Joanna Q from Santa Barbara, California. I ministered, Gene and I ministered a lot in Santa Barbara over the years. We love Santa Barbara, California. Mike and Charlene Fasciuto there. And our friends there in Santa Barbara, California. We just bless you in the name of Jesus. Eric and Joanna, hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a cause. I see the two of y'all involved in a major cause. You know, there's a major migration taking place in Santa Barbara. Many come to this location where there are benefits awaiting them. They're being welcomed with open arms. And I see the two of you giving oversight to a house of refuge there, a shelter for those who have been whose lives have been decimated, torn apart, and they seemingly need a new beginning. They need some people that will help them make the transition. Eric and Joanna from Santa Barbara, California, I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Kayla E. from Enid, Oklahoma. I realize, you must realize that you have special gifts of writing, producing in your life, open doors for your amazing gifts, and your theatrical productions are going to be quite amazing. I bless you. Carol from Amarillo, Texas. You are a mover and a shaker. You get things rolling. You're a starter. You're a risk taker, and you are a history maker. I bless you right now. Carol G, in Jesus' name, those gifts of administration and those abilities and that, wow, God's working in you, Carol. I bless you in Jesus' name. Go for it, because the hand of the Lord is mightily upon you today. Well, this is Prophetic Tuesday.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying.
I love to see weak make strong, but most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Hey, thanks for giving me a little break there. I had to take a little sip of water and take a deep breath.
I see the joy of the dance.
God has a wonderful plan for your life. You got to know that. I don't, regardless of what's going on in your life, God has a wonderful plan for your life. And you have to stand tall and stand true to what you know is right in your life. And, you know, we can come to a place of great struggles in our lives because we had confidence in man. You know, the Bible says that we're not to lean on the arm of flesh. And sometimes all of our self-worth is in another person or somebody that we thought was going to help us make things happen or help us do things. You know, so many people suffered from abandonment. Your husband abandoned you, or wife you abandoned you, or your employer abandoned you, or your employees abandoned you. Or for you pastors, maybe some of your most trusted church members have abandoned you. I know what it feels to be abandoned. Gene and I, years ago, were leading a church, and some of the people who are our greatest encouragers and supporters. I went through a time of stress and anxiety and burnout in my life, and these people provided me with a place to get away and to rest and relax, and then it seemed like that they turned on us. I was so deeply wounded because some of our greatest supporters. But that's what happened to David. He said my best friend, he said, turned on me. The person we had meals together, broke bread together, had private conversations together. I know that can be very, very painful. And those experiences can either make you or break you. And I pray for those of you that have been deeply wounded. And I just pour in some wine and oil right now. Kerunde irabro tebiche, larando ribikara bokuter bekata. I just pour in some wine and oil right now. The comfort of the Holy Ghost. And you must not allow yourself to become bitter over broken relationships. People that you trusted, people that you thought would never leave you. That can be... You know, I must say that some of the closest relationships that I've had in my 51 years of full-time ministry, I no longer have. And some relationships can be healed, and others, you just got to let go and move on. Move on. You cannot always be reflecting behind you. Well, what did I do wrong? If I hadn't have said that, if I hadn't have done that, all of us somewhere along the line say things we shouldn't say, do things we shouldn't do, and it all happens. Why? Because we're human. We're human. There's a spiritual side to us, but there's a human side to us. And we have to realize that we all make mistakes, say things we shouldn't say, do things we shouldn't do, but we have to keep going. So I pray for those of you, your engine is stalled today. Your engine is stalled, and it feels like you're kind of free-falling today. I bless you and declare that you're not going to crash. That's a word for somebody. You're not going to do a crash landing. God is His big hands are keeping you up, and you are in the shelter of His arms, and you are on eagle's wings. Hallelujah! He's come to rescue you. I bless you today, Amber M from Eunice, Louisiana. Hang on, hey, that's a good word. I just saw your word that I wrote down earlier. Sometimes I write a word down for you. And sometimes I just put your name down. But Amber from Eunice, Louisiana, hang on. It's like you're on a roller coaster. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but you're going to make a safe landing. That kind of goes hand in hand with just what I said. The Holy Ghost is pretty neat. You're the Holy Ghost saying you're going to make a safe landing. You're going to the other side. Others are waiting for you on the other side. You know, the Bible says that Jesus and his disciples got in a boat there on on the lake, and they were going to go while they were going across, they encountered a major storm, and wow. And they, some of the disciples woke Jesus up and said, "We're going to perish if you don't wake up and do something." But he said he got up and stilled the storm. I just stilled the storm in your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And the storm stopped, and they went to the other side. So I declare you're going to the other side. Yes, you are, Amber, and those of you that are listening today. Jesse M., from Port Orchard, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's some special mark on your life. It is the mark of obedience. It may appear from time to time. You're not making significant progress, but you must understand the process. If you'll understand the process, you know that you're making progress, and you know how to get there. You're a man of strong principles and commitment. God is rewarding you. You found favor in your sight. And rhythm. Stay in your rhythm. Don't let anybody get you out of your rhythm. Hey, Nana O from New York, Regal Park, New York, a member of Breakout Radio Church. I bless you, woman of God. You are a powerful work of God. You're a powerful servant of God. Don't back off. Nana, you're going for the gold. You're not going to accept second best. And God is not going to leave you stranded. And remember, he's sifting things out for you. There's a process of sifting, a season of sifting going on in your life, sifting out the things that you are to be involved in, the things that you're not to be involved in, and preparing you to be that great woman of influence he's called you to be. A lot of supernatural things happening in your life. So launch out into deeper waters. This is your season of harvest, Nana. I bless you in Jesus' name. Timothy M. from the great state of Oklahoma, where I grew up, a little town of Meeker, Oklahoma, similar to the one I grew up in, Comanche, Oklahoma. One of the poorest I saw not long ago on the front page of the Oklahoma newspaper that Comanche, Oklahoma was one of the poorest towns in the state of Oklahoma. That's the town I came from. And I grew up in poverty, but God had a better plan. Poverty is a curse. You got to come out of poverty. And Timothy, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have worked your way through major disappointments and misunderstandings, Satan attempting to make you doubt your abilities and your self-worth, but you're loved and you have that special relationship with your Creator. Your greatest work, I'm prophesying in days to come, is going to be done on the streets of this nation, other nations of the world. You were created to respond to desperate people in desperate situations. Timothy, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to adjust my microphone a little bit if there's a popping noise coming through. I want to for you to excuse me. Timothy, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Mirka from Oceanside, California. The winds of the Holy Spirit are blowing over you, and they're blowing in a different direction than have blown in times past. Winds are blowing from a different direction, from an unsuspected direction. Things are going to be happening to you that you did not suspect. But you're going to know, and you're going to have confirmation that it is the word of the Lord. I want to speak to confirmation. You know, it is very important for each of you, particularly you women, not to allow yourself to be controlled or manipulated by only allowing maybe one or two people to give you all of your counsel. The Bible said, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is danger. You know, I know some people that just said, I have only one counselor. Do you know that you can develop an inordinate soul tie with that person? You know, I know some women that they're younger women and they have some older woman that gives them all of their counsel. They cannot make a move unless this person confirms. You know how easily it is to be controlled and manipulated by another person? That is so easily done. And the Bible said the multitude of counselors are safety. You need to get counsel from those that love you, care for you, as well as your pastor and the leadership of your church. The pastor and leadership of your church, and then others that are spiritual people in your life. Okay? Okay. It's a good word for somebody. Kim C. from South Fulton, Tennessee. Kim, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're a woman of great hospitality, helping hands, and you're not easily offended. You have a love for others beyond the ordinary. You're a success in whatever you do, wherever you are, because of your great passion to be a blessing. You bring others together for purpose in life. You're on an amazing journey, and your gift of hospitality, is so wonderful. That your gift of hospitality, by the way, is making room for other gifts in your life as well. Hey, Matthew from Gunter, Texas. Matthew, I declare that God is at work in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you must not allow your focus to be broken. You're on a good journey, and you must continue on the journey that God has brought you into, and He is giving you people for your life, people that's going to help you in that journey. You're a pioneer person. You are a pioneer man. I bless you in Jesus' name. Cindy C. from Clewiston, Florida. Cindy, I bless you in the name of the Lord. The anointing of the Holy Spirit that is upon you and the laying out of hands that God has given you and the work that He has called you to do is going to open avenues into other nations of the world. I see you taking major journeys. I see you being involved in areas, playing major roles in startup ministries. And it seems like that, Cindy, you've been waiting for a long time. And it seems like that there's not been proper definition to what's been in your heart. And you have been standing and gazing and observing. Now it's time to move forward. And, you know, Jesus said, the angel of the Lord, after Jesus had been taken away, said to the disciples, why are you standing and gazing and looking around? So sometimes we can just look. The longer we look at something, the more impossible that it may appear to be. And so I know that we can move too quickly, but also we can gaze at something and look at something for so long that after a while it just appears that it's not going to happen, and we create room for doubt to enter into what God is doing. And so, Cindy, I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, you're listening to Prophetic Thursday. Shall we continue? Shall we continue a little bit longer? I think we shall. So it's good to have you listening on Prophetic Tuesday. Don't forget that our programming continues throughout the day on bpnradio.com. Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director, is going to be next with the news. Roy Beard at Roy Beard's on 11:55 with the Word from the Wall. And then on at 1 o'clock, at 7 o'clock with Discerning the Times. And you don't want to miss that. Programming throughout the day on bpnradio.com. And every day we have special guests here on BPN Radio. And I'm going to check in with Ruth Gentry, our station manager, to see who is going to be guest today at 12 noon and 4. So I'm looking it up. I appreciate Ruth Gentry, our station manager. I'm looking. I have, here we go. It says Tuesday. Who's on today? Larry Lee, one of the men that had great influence in my life, is on today at 12 noon. and Mitch McLaughlin from Altus, Oklahoma. He's a coach. Two special guests today at noon, 1 o'clock.
For he is the one who can say, he is the giver of life to the world.
Okay, we are we're expanding on bpnradio.com. A lot of wonderful things are happening. Still glad to have you listening in. I just pray for those of you that need a word from God today. I just ask the Holy Spirit to come and touch your life and minister to you by the power of your Holy Spirit, knowing that He is at work in your life. And, you know, the Bible said in the book of Acts that people are released to their own company. You know, you got to get around people that are doing what you are doing. And I know that's why some of you listen to bpnradio.com, because we have these prophetic sessions. And when you listen to me or Allison Keeber or Rhonda Kinzer, that's on every Friday at 10 a.m., on bpnradio.com. When you listen to those and other prophetic voices, there is an impartation. The word there is, the Hebrew word is mashak, which means a rubbing off. And so there's an impartation. So my prophetic anointing really began to expand when I went by invitation to be a part of Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas in 1985. My longtime friend Larry Lee, that's going to be my guest on at 12 noon today, invited me to come. And there was a company of prophets there. And so the Bible's in the book of Acts, people came to their own company. And when I got into the company of prophets, and I began to prophesy. You know, the Bible said that Saul even prophesied, King Saul, when he got into the company of other people that were prophesying in Jesus' name. And so a lot of people, their giftings and talents and abilities never expand and enlarge, because they're never in company with people that have the same anointings or same giftings that they have. So that's a good word for somebody. I have a word for Whitney T from Port Wentworth, Georgia. I see you as a furious competitor. You're a mighty woman warrior, one who will never give up. You have the gift of administration and ability to do business. God has given you a special gift of leadership. Great things are in motion. You're not a person in waiting. Things are happening right now, so step into that. You're a strong and a straight shooter, and one who confronts other people with love. You are strong and you are gifted, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Robin D. from Chandler, Arizona. Wow. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a restorer of the breach. You're instrumental in helping heal relationships that have been broken, friendships that have been fractured. I was talking about that a while ago, wasn't I? Yeah, I was. Friendships that have been fractured while pouring in wine and oil. You are an advocate for people whose lives have been broken apart, people that have been vulnerable. You know, there's so many people that make themselves vulnerable. Did you ever hear anybody say, I didn't see that coming? I mean, that blindsided me. I was caught blindsided. And that can happen when we have such trust in certain people, certain individuals, or certain people groups, and suddenly we're caught off guard. Suddenly we are blindsided. It can happen, and it can happen to the best of us. And so it may have happened to you. It may have been happening to other people that are listening, but I want you to know, Robin, you have a gift to be a restorer of the breach. And to restore relationships. And sometimes we give up on relationships too quickly. It's amazing how maybe a period of time goes by and God is still able to heal and restore relationships. We just say, my, I just didn't know that could actually happen. In the realm of the natural, I would have given up on that, but God came through. So don't give up too quickly. Don't give up too quickly. I bless you. Mary, I have a word for Mary Jane. Mary Jane from Mary Jane P. from Indianapolis, Indiana. In Jesus' name, I hear the Holy Ghost saying that he is delivering you from inordinate relationships. Relationships that no longer are profitable. People that are infringing on you, attempting to take advantage of you. And I just declare in Jesus' name that you are no longer allowing it to happen in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. So I bless you right now, woman of God. I declare the hand of God is upon you, and you have something to say. And I know that that God is giving you the opportunity to say that to people that are being taken advantage of, are being put at a disadvantage. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 I pray for you, Jacob B. from Boynton Beach, Florida. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is your comforter, the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And someone has broken your heart, but I tell you, God is going to give you a ministry to brokenhearted people. And Ginger, I bless you, Jacob. It's all going to turn out well. And Ginger C. from Skytook, Oklahoma, a little town in Oklahoma. I bless you, Ginger. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has drawn your land in pleasant places, and God has given you a pleasant atmosphere in which to dwell. In Jesus' name, enjoy the season, and don't say, I'm not worthy of all of this. I'm not worthy of all of this. Enjoy the season. I bless you. Shauna F. from Crosby, Texas, in the name of the Lord. God is giving has given you an incredible gift of presentation to be able to present the gospel in different ways. And you are an evangelist, but you are an evangelist not in the ordinary sense, because there's nothing ordinary about you, but you are an evangelist, hallelujah, in an unordinary, an uncommon way. You're an uncommon woman with an uncommon way of presenting the gospel and doing what God has put in your heart to do. In Jesus' name, Deborah from Sugar Land, Texas, I bless you in the name of the Lord. God has put the world in your heart, and there are special assignments that are coming, short-term assignments followed by long-term assignments in different parts of the world. And so, Deborah, I bless you in Jesus' name. Steve and Kathy W. from Justin, Texas. Not Austin, Texas. I'm broadcasting from Austin, Texas. And this program is going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock today. But Justin, Texas, the home of Justin Boots. And I used to live near, Gina, and I used to live near Justin before we moved to Austin about 5 or so years ago. And Steve and Kathy W. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that he has prepared a special place for you to do your ministry. It's a birthing place. I remember years ago when Gene and I lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we lived across from a duck pond. And one day I discovered there was a duck that was laying her eggs under some bushes next door to our home. And that duck had discovered a place to birth those little ducklings. And so, but she needed a place. And I'm sure she had searched for many places. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Steve and Kathy. There is a place to birth a new ministry that God has put in your heart. And I just know that, that there's a birthing place, and God's going to bring that to pass, bring that to, and once the birthing process has been completed, there's going to be multiple birthing places. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying there's going to be multiple birthing places that will take place in your life, in Jesus' name. I just pray for you right now, whether I've given you a prophecy or not. I bless you, Roxy, there in New York City. Roxy, you have a wonderful testimony. You're going to write a book about your testimony. Janice L. from North Richland Hills, Texas. I just hear the Lord, the Holy Spirit saying that many have tried to disrupt and destroy the things that God has put in your heart. I declare it shall not be. It shall not be in the name of Jesus. He that hath begun a good work in you is going to complete it in Jesus' name. And I bless you, Janice and Jocelyn B. from Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a faithful woman to tune in for your encouraging words. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is moving you into a company of people that are going to be interceding on behalf of this nation, on behalf of special happenings, on behalf of the midterm elections, and on behalf of other things that are happening. You are an intercessor, and God is bringing you into that intercessory group, and y'all are going to do incredible things as you stand in the gap to make up the hedge for this land, for this nation. Wow. So I pray for each of you that have been listening today. If I've not called your name, stay tuned Thursday for Prophetic Thursday with Allison Keeber, and also next Tuesday here as I will return on bpnradio.com. Don't forget, I'll be back Wednesday, that's tomorrow, isn't it, for another program on bpnradio.com. I'm on the radio every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then, of course, I do interviews throughout the day. And what a wonderful opportunity I have to give oversight to bpnradio.com. I want to take a few moments, but because I don't do this on my own. We have all of these people that are part of our team, and I just want to take just a few moments to recognize our team members. Because I'm just one, you're just hearing one voice, but there is a lot going on. I appreciate my wife, Jean Gentry, who stands by me and prays with me. My personal assistant, Linda Meeks, a BPN radio station manager, my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, our chief engineer, producer, and IT director, Michael Schoenborn, our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, our news director, Delvin Kinzer, our editor and studio technician, Aliona Pachuca, Brittany Greenlee, my granddaughter, who hosts Night Watch every night from midnight till 5 a.m. in the morning, to Rhonda Kinzer, who is our program host on Fridays, Ian and Allison Keeber, who work with us here in the ministry, Allison hosting Prophetic Thursday, my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry Alexander, who continues to host and work with us. My daughter and Breakout Radio Church assistant, Darla Gentry, Jean Massey, one of our elders, Joe Ragland, one of our elders, Rick Gentry, who gives oversight to Marketplace Saturday and Preaching Sunday, Roy Beard, one of our program hosts, Dr. Ron Lester, program host, Callie Hargraves, program host, Evelyn Gastelum, who puts out our daily prayers in Spanish every morning. What a faithful woman of God from California. Bob Nichols, one of our board members, Tom Peters, one of our board members, Joe Ragland, one of our board members, Dale Allison, who's also one of our program hosts. And, of course, speaking of Rick Gentry, remember, if you would like to preach on Preaching Sunday, we do have some openings. You say, well, I've never preached publicly. We're providing opportunities. We're providing opportunities for people to preach, and we have some openings. We have several of our church members and our friends that are preaching, and you can go to you can go to our Facebook page and look at our lineup, and see all of the people that are involved in preaching Sunday. It is quite amazing. We do have some openings. I just want to recognize some of the people that you can listen to on Preaching Sunday. That's 6 a.m. till midnight, all day long, continuous preaching on Preaching Sunday. It is quite amazing. And we have people like Don Brown and Shay Schultz and Michael Schonborn and Bill Hart and B.K. Jones and Joan Murray and Tony Miller, Lawrence Neeson, Gary Smith, Richard Adarosa, James Parker, Tammy Logan, Eugene Bullard, Rodney Howard Brown, Bob Nichols. We have Kelly Lindsley. We have, I don't know who all's on. And so we've got some new ones joining us this Sunday, Preaching Sunday. You can contact Rick Gentry if you'd like to preach, and you can contact Rick by email. I'm going to give you his email address, rickgentry, bpnradio at gmail.com. Rick Gentry, bpnradio at gmail.com. I'm going to give you his phone number if you want to call him, 214-918-8707. That's 214-918-8707. Providing people opportunities to preach on Sunday. And if you have a desire to preach, have no place to preach. I was there at one time, no place to preach. What an opportunity that would have been for somebody to have provided me an opportunity to preach. So I'm providing that opportunity. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio and Prophetic Tuesday. Delvin Kinzer is next with the news, and let's keep praying for revivals in America and other spiritual awakening. This is a very crucial week in America. And don't forget to intercede for our nation, for our president, for those in leadership, and for those who are running, for godly people, righteous people, running for political office. Thanks for listening. God bless you as we continue to call America to pray.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
To just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past. And there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Grace has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. Beyond and the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. Has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me,
then it's time to forgive myself. His forgiveness is tomorrow's hope.
Yeah. death and hell. Promise to return again, and God's promise is a yes and amen. Yeah, 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 yeah,
burn away this my head. And failure knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done. And that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know. Struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and I cry. I believe I'm hanging on your every word.
said. Oh, and just like a tree, I'm planted by the water. And though the fiery furnace gets hotter and hotter, I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on,
hanging on, hanging on.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation.
I gonna be worth it all. I believe it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it all.
But my heart seems to